The House of Representatives early this morning approved a broad energy bill that calls for oil and gas drilling in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, or ANWR. Environmental groups are opposed to the drilling, but it's the centerpiece of the Bush administration's energy strategy. NPR's David Wellna reports from the Capitol.
In the 10 weeks since President Bush proposed his national energy plan, gas prices have come down and California's blackouts have abated. So rather than invoking an energy crisis, the president's supporters cited a need for greater control over the nation's energy supply. And like many of his fellow Republicans, Alaska's Don Young said opening up ANWR is key to that effort.
This oil we must have for this nation. It is 1 million barrels of oil a day for the next 100 years. So that Saddam Hussein cannot control the market, cannot drive the gasoline prices up.
But some 16 Republicans who voted against the energy bill, along with most of the Democrats, were skeptical of such claims. Maryland Republican Connie Morella co-sponsored an amendment to strip the bill of the provision for opening up ANWR.
Drilling in the Arctic Refuge will not address our energy needs. In fact, optimistic estimates for recoverable oil from ANWR would never meet more than 2% of our energy requirements.
But the amendment was voted down. So was another amendment that would have required SUVs to, in 6 years, meet the same fuel economy standards that now apply to cars. Connecticut Republican Chris Shays voted for the tougher standards.
If we had taken that simple step, we would have saved more gasoline in just over 3 years than is economically recoverable in ANWR. And yet people say we need to drill in ANWR.
Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey, who co-sponsored the failed amendment to bar drilling in ANWR, warned other lawmakers that many would be watching their votes.
This is the top environmental vote for every environmental group in the United States. The proponents say we're going to drill and leave a little red dot of 2,000 acres on this pristine wilderness area in Alaska.
New York Republican Sherwood Bollard mocked the efforts by proponents of such drilling to play down the area that would be affected.
It's only a few thousand acres, they say. It's like saying, don't worry, the tumor is only in your lungs.
But Utah Republican James Hansen was unmoved by such rhetoric. He insisted that most of those wanting to keep ANWR free of oil rigs have no idea what the area is really like.
I find it interesting when everyone says how pristine this area is. Well, I've only been there twice. I don't think my definition of pristine, it even comes close.
And Pennsylvania Republican John Peterson maintained the opponents of drilling in ANWR had failed to consider the alternatives.
ANWR is our best reserve. Every well we drill in ANWR, we would have to replace it with 70 in the lower 48. What are our opponents for? Are they for coal or nuclear or more hydro? I don't hear that.
In a last-ditch attempt to scuttle the energy bill, Democrats moved to send it back to committee. In an increasingly raucous chamber, Markey of Massachusetts warned that Republicans were setting up an oil rig on top of the Social Security and Medicare trust funds to underwrite the bill's tax incentives and subsidies.
Because the only way that this bill with $34 billion can be paid for is by drilling into the Medicare and Social Security Trust Fund. Vote for the Thurman recommittal motion and protect the senior citizens of our country from having a pipeline built into their pockets and having every senior citizen pay for this energy bill for the biggest oil companies in our country.
California Republican Bill Thomas retorted that raiding those funds was nothing new.
What most members couldn't see was the fine print up on the rig, and it said, for more than 40 years, that's what the Democrats did.
The Senate won't debate an energy bill until September at the earliest. Drilling in ANWR could well be stopped there by a filibuster. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.